with Life Protect 24/7. Congratulations.
Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello, Lenny. How are you doing today?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, I apologize. Is this better?
Yes.
Mr. Lenny, is it better?
Oh, good. Yes.
All right. Well, Mr. Lenny, you've probably seen these advertised on TV or know someone who wears one. It's the little button that you wear that you press in case of an accident, a fall, or even a sudden illness. Once again, my name is Curtis.
It's great to meet you, Mr. Lenny. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
That was not me, because this is actually an inbound call center. We're not allowed to make outbound calls.
Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Curtis.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart. I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her. Yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So, what more can you tell me about it?
Well, I mean, this device is going to be perfect for security concerns, which would be like a home invasion, a house fire. It's also good for the common slip and fall or a chronic health condition. That would be things like high blood pressure, diabetes, COPD, and heart disease. Are you dealing with any health issues today, Mr. Lenny?
I'm sorry. I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
What are some of the health issues you're dealing with, Mr. Lenny? Do you have any health issues?
Could you say that again, please?
Mr. Lenny, do you have any health issues that you're dealing with?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I'm with Life Protect 24/7.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yes, sir. I completely agree.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello? Are you there?
I'm still here, Mr. Lenny. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I have a bit of a... bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
Oh, what are some of the health issues you're dealing with?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
What do you mean? That is a really great question, Mr. Lenny, and I'll be happy to give you the details. Fortunately, we will be able to send you all of the equipment for free. There'd be no catches or gimmicks with the equipment. You would just take care of the monitoring service, which would be around $1.98 a day. And most of our customers are on Social Security or disability, and we take great pride in making sure that every one of them is protected with our unit and that the service fits their budget. And I promise we'll do the same for you, Mr. Lenny.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she.
Yes,
she says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you
ducks
saying?
Are here. Mr. Lenny?